Okay, we are on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Last week on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, toward the top of the page, we discussed the Seres HaDibros. We're going to speak about that at greater length today. Let's see that Gemara one more time. It basically says it a few times, the same idea, which is about eight lines or so from the top. Pikaron HaSeres HaDibros, it says that in the Beis HaMikdash, they would, the appointed one, the Sagan Kohen, would, after certain sacrifices were made, they would go through this whole procedure. They would say a bracha. We discussed last week what bracha was. They would also say a ser. They would say the Shema, and they would also say the Aseres HaDibros, which they would say the Aseres HaDibros before the Shema. That's what it says. They would v'him baruchu v'karu Aseres HaDibros, then Shema v'hoyim Shema v'yom. They would say the three paragraphs of the Shema. So we see that they instituted the Aseres HaDibros as part of Birchas Kriya Shema. That's what used to be done. So the Gemara says over here, the Koran Aseres HaDibros Shema v'chayim Shmoa v'yomer enes v'yatzeh v'yavoda Birchas Kohan. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel af b'gvulin b'kshu likros kain, not only in the Tevz of Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, but also outside thereof, they wanted to read the Aseres HaDibros. It's an important thing to read. El shikvar bitul mibnei tarumos hamidim, because of the Tarumos HaMinim, which we saw Rashi said, which is basically adjacent to right to its side, because of the claims of the Minim, Shlo Yomru L'Ami Ha'aretz, so they shouldn't say to those who are not so knowledgeable in Judaism, the Ein Shar Torah Emes, the rest of the Torah is not true. The Tein, I'll prove it to you, She'ein Karn El Mashi Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you guys only read in the davening that which Hashem says, V'shama Mifim Misin, that was heard from Simon. Okay, we'll discuss that at great length in a moment. Let's just finish this Gemara. So that's the reason why we do not say Aseres HaDibros during davening. Tanya Nami Hach, we also learned something similar to this in a Brisa. Rav Nasan Oimer Ben Bulin Bikshu Likros Kain El Shkvar Bitlum and Nei Terumo Saminin. Same thing. Rav Mavrachana Sarva Lemikvinhu Betsura. So we talked about Surah. Surah, that maybe we should institute it there. Amar Chisda, no. Kvar Bitlum and Nei Terumo Saminin, you're not allowed to do it, even in Surah. Meimer Saber Lemikvinhu Ben Ardah. Maybe that's okay. In Ardah. Amar Rav Ashi Kvar Bitlum and Nei Tarumos HaMinim. So they kept saying over the same answer over and over and over. So what was the problem? The problem is that the minim will say that the Aseres HaDibros is true and nothing else. So if you look at the Marsham, we have the Marsham in the back, I think, somewhere. It's a short one, but it's a good way to start. The Marsham is on page Dalid. On the right column, there's like the third paragraph, which is a smaller font, before it says Daf Yud Bet, the large font, it says Vikaro Aseres HaDibros. See that? Okay. So, it's Chul, etc. Rambam, Lefishahim, Ikar Hadas. This is the Ikar, the most important aspect of our knowledge, of our traditions. And then it says that this B'Shem Rav Sadya Gon, according to Rav Ligon of Sadya, he says, Shekol Taryag Mitzvos, Nichlol B'Aseres HaDibros. If you study the Aseres HaDibros at great length, each one, if Sadi Gon holds that you can find some type of hint to all Taryag Mitzvos. Regvulin in Karanosim Mimne, Tarumosaminim, Shehimo Yaminabazet. So, but nonetheless, that's interesting of Sadi Gon, that he actually holds that if you study the Aseres HaDibros, great detail, you'll actually be able to see all the time messages.
There are 10 categories.
Right, you have, obviously it needs a lot of work, but that's the idea. If you would, right, there's basically about 10 categories and you fit it in. You know, it's Ben Adam Machavero, Ben Adam Machain. So it's brought down in the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada asked the Kasha, what's the reason why we did not say Aseres HaDibros? We don't say it because they're going to focus on that Torah reading and say, oh, that's the part which is Emes. So he asked the obvious question. The reason why we don't want to institute it in part of our davening is because that part of the Torah, they'll say, is the only part which is true. The Hikshel Zeh. Actually, it's Rabbi Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov asked the Kasha, Eich Esher Shi'amru Kein? How can you say that? V'l'karn gam kin Shema b'hoyim Shemoa b'yomer. We say other parts of the Torah in the davening. The Shema itself, the three variants of Shema. Shlosh Shema M'Sinai, El Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu heard this. Gishar Divri Torah. So, you're not going to come to such a conclusion. How are you going to come to a conclusion that only the Aseres HaDibros is true? What do you mean? We say other parts of the Torah as well, right afterward. So he says like this, Ki Aseres HaDibros liyosa ksuva kodim parshas kriya shema hoyim achrichim osakin imrasa. The way that the Gemara reads is that when did they say Aseres HaDibros? They said it right before the Shema, right? Which means it was instituted as part of like Birchas Kriya Shema, kodim akol, before everything else. It was even before the Shema. It was the Aseres HaDibros, and then you had the three paragraphs of the Shema. So says the Ein Yaakov, what would a person maybe think? The minim will say, look at the first part of the Torah, which is being read during davening. That's the Aseres HaDibros. Zet Ikar, that's the most important part. And everything that's connected to it, Masha Omrim Achareha, the Shar Parshios, the Shema, Bahim Shema, Bayomer, Haim, Tosas Tavarin, those are just adding words, V'al Machas Hashem. V'nikna Bracha Ba'aburam, and that's the only reason why it was recited by this Bracha. So Ben Yoyada explains that there's nothing wrong with saying this says the Dibros, but the problem is that if it said where it was said, where it was said was Dafka right before the Shema. Because the Mishnah Talmud said that they would say a Bracha Achas, then Vikara Aseres HaDibros, then Shema B'Hoyim Shema B'Yomer. So their mistake would still be Aseres HaDibros is the first thing read, that's the Iker. And all the other stuff is really second in nature. So that's how the Ein Yaakov explains that mistake could occur. It's brought down in Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to say the Aseres HaDibros? Should we say it? Should we not say it? So it's brought down in the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, entitled Din Hashkamas HaBoker. What are we supposed to do when we get up in the morning? So it says, Tov Lomar, it's good to say certain things, Parshas Hakeda, Parshas Haman, and then he says also, Aseres HaDibros. So the Ramah on this says, V'dafka B'yachud. B'yachid, only someone by themselves. The yachid is mutaloyim aseres hadibros b'chol yom. Only by yourself, quietly, privately. Abu asur l'amrim b'tzibur. You're not allowed to say it, b'tzibur. Now it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah over here that the aseres hadibros, why should we say the aseres hadibros? What's so special about them? K'dei sheyizkor b'chol yom ma'amin har Sinai. We should remember the moment of the revelation of Har Sinai concludes the words of the Mishnah Berurah, V'yischazik emunaso b'Hashem. When a person recites the Aseres HaDibros, it's a way to strengthen one's emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Be'er Heitu says, when does it say you're not supposed to say it, but Tzibor is based on our Gemara. And they koifrei Yisrael, because those who deny Torah Judaism, authentic Judaism. She'omer ein Torah el zo. This is the only real Torah. Ubeprad mizmanim. L'kach ein kosun. This is interesting. We're going to get into this. L'kach, therefore, ein kosun also al kuntris hamiyuchel tzibur. We're not allowed to write it on some type of a notebook or some type of a pad which is hung up for the shul. You're not allowed to hang up like a modin the rabbanon. You're not allowed to have this big sign that says the Aseres HaDibros, which is maybe what the courtrooms, right, in American law, they don't want you to hang up the Ten Commandments, because maybe that's the reason. Yeah. It's a halachic, right? You're not supposed to do it, because otherwise people will give that extra credence. Or maybe not. The Marsha writes, Dul Aser HaRashba, that the Rashba says is only forbidden, Lul Amr B'tzibor, Elul Kavu Ben HaBrachos. Similar to what Ein Yaakov says. The only issue is saying it dafka within the Birchas Kriya Shema. Abul Kodem, Birchas Shema, but if you say it before, let's say during Karbanos, Mutar Afil B'tzibur. You're allowed to do it even the whole shul can say it. Ba'anan, but we, Natina L'Asim B'tzibur Klal, we do not allow the congregation to say Aseres HaDibros ever, even beginning of davening or the end of davening. V'yachid dafka kodem hatfil o acharo. When it comes to a person by themselves, you can say before or afterwards. Even a yachid zalat actually instituted into the brachos. Now that Shari Tshuva tells us, the question is, if you look in the art scroll Seder, it will say the Aser Seder Bros, not by the beginning, but the very end. So listen to this. I'm not sure if this is the reason why. It's brought down by the Arizal, based on the words of the Arizal, Mashma She'en L'Omra Mafil V'Yachid. He says that even a Yachid should not say the Aser Seder Bros. Ach, Efsher, possibly says the Shari Tshuva, Dehakpeda Kodim HaTfilah. Maybe the only time the Arizal is machbid not to say the Aser Seder Bros, even as a Yachid, is only before the Davening. Abul Achar HaTfilah, Imi Kroim Be'emsek Fiyos Limudo Shaper Dami. If you're going to be reading it as part of your learning anyway, that's certainly not a problem. So it says that's the reason why we also say it afterwards and not before. Okay. Now before we continue in the Gemara, we have a couple other points to make. We saw already the words of the Ein Yaakov, and it's also brought down in the Beis Yosef similarly. He asked the same question. Why would we have such a chashash that a person is saying the Aseres HaDibros, that a person is going to think that's the only game in town? There's the Shema, whatever. So he gives a couple answers. What's the difference between the Shema, Bahayim Shom, Yomer? He says, Il Koirin Mishum Tfilin Shimarosho Vizro Vitzitzis Shibibigdo Shikosin Vaparshis Eilu. He says, when it comes to the Shema, Bahayim Shom, Yomer, we see that a person is already wearing the tefillin, person is already wearing the tzitzis, which correspond to these paragraphs. So therefore, we already see that there's something special about those paragraphs. So therefore, we're not going to not say them, because a person is doing the mitzvos which pertain to those paragraphs. However, and he continues and says another answer, Odye Shlomar She'amru Demashikor in Parshas Elu, why, when it comes to Shema B'chaim Shem V'Yomer, they're not going to make that similar mistake like by Aseres HaDibros? Because we're commanded to say them. The Pasuk says, B'shach B'chaim K'mecha, you have to say the Shema. Aseres HaDibros, Shilt Tzibul Amr B'chol Yom. There's no commandment, there's no mitzvah to your right to say the Aseres HaDibros every day. Yomru L'fei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'atzma Amr B'Sinai, Hashem said that, so therefore, that's similar to the words of Ein Yaakov. When it comes to the Shema B'chaim Shem V'Yomer, a person's not going to make that mistake because it's a mitzvah to say them anyway. So you have to say them. When it comes to the Aseres HaDibros, there's no mitzvah to say it. So why are you saying that? Why dafka that? Oh, must be there's something unique about it. Okay. Before we continue, we have one last sefer to delve into. The word sefer, the daf al daf, brings a few very unbelievable explanations over here. First of all, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch HaShulchan, as we saw already in Siman Aleph Sif Hey, bringing down the words of the Ramah in the Tshuvas HaRashba. He says it's forbidden to say the Aseres HaDibros with Tzibor. He says that's based on our Gemara and the Rashi, which we saw. And then he continues with the words of the Bach and the Beis Yosef. He says, Da'af Das HaRashba, Dafka l'kvah b'brachos. The only time you're allowed to say the Aseres HaDibros is if you institute it as part of the Berachas Kriya Shema. Abu below bracha leishlam ba. But otherwise, it's not a problem. Yikomakam askanas haposkim. The majority of the poskim is like the Marsha. The chol gav the asul amrim b'tzibor. Which is what we said, that you're never allowed to say it b'tzibor. As a group, you're not allowed to say the Aseres HaDibros. As a yachid, you can say it, and even the Arizal would say it, would maybe allow it after the end of the davening. He continues like this, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham. He says, the Magen Avraham says in the name of the Lechem Chamudos, he says, Ein kosman aseres hadibros al kudris meyuchel tzibor. You're allowed to have a special board which has the Ten Commandments. The gamkin shayach letam the terubas aminim. Because person is going to look at it and say, gee, why is that hung up on the wall and nothing else? There's a big problem with that. A huge problem with that. Al haminhag laniach barosh aron hakodesh luach shachrotin alav aseres hadibros. You find a lot of shuls on the paroches. It has the aseres hadibros right on the paroches. So the kasha that the mafarshim, the The Shiloh's asking the different tshuvas. How can you do it? How can an Orthodox congregation allow the Aseres HaDibros on the Parochas? Shouldn't we have the same chashash that a person is going to look at and say, why is that there and nothing else? So maybe Rav B'Shalos and Shuvas Shuras Shi V'Zechu Yehoisev Shiyotsu Neged Zeh B'Charifus. They are very much venomously against this. And therefore, some people, the Dafka, will not allow that even on their Arna Kodesh because of this. Okay, but he said, Im Chartin Al Haluach Rak Rashi Tevos Shel Hadibros Gam Kin Asim Mahaitan. Some even are Makbid. So what's one hefter? It doesn't spell out the whole Aseres Dibros. It says Lo and then the first letter. So it's not the whole Aseres Dibros. But some people are even Makbid even then. Okay, so that's something to think about. So we discussed last week, what's the inyan about standing up? Are you standing up during the Aseres HaDibros? Should you? Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. So, a couple of very interesting explanations. One of them we saw, we spoke outside, which is the Shilos and Shuvas of the Shema Shimon. He writes, "Dehunogu l'almoid b'yom shikorin es Aseres HaDibros b'chol kriyas haTorah b'reish batzov." He was makbid, even maybe he sat down during the rest normally, but when it came to Parshas Yisro, it sounds like Reish Shavat Sof safe, but it sounds like the entire Parsha, not just the Aliyah. V'meilu lo yenira al yidei ha'amida shebaseres hadibros yeshum chashivos yos mishar hasedra. So maybe by him standing up the entire Parsha, so it doesn't show that Aseres HaDibros are any greater than anything else. That's one explanation. That's one head. That's why you give a clock, either you tell people to stand up for the Aliyah, or maybe the pasuk before. Okay. Fine. It's brought down elsewhere. D'yesh tam lamod be'es kriyas Aseres HaDibros. Now when it comes to the Aseres HaDibros, you're standing. How are you allowed to stand? You're showing credence. You're showing something special about it. But the reason why, it's very justified. Very justified, because if you look in the Aseres HaDibros over there, if you study what's going on, kivan shegam oz omdu b'nei Yisrael, because the b'nei Yisrael gufa, when they received the Torah, they also stood. The ne'emar, it says the yamdu me'rachok, that they stood from afar, which means they were standing. So therefore, in order to model their behavior, we also stand. Before we move on to the next piece of Gemara, we're going to conclude with the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Zalman, the Igros Moshe. Beautiful Teretz. I never heard this before. It's unbelievable. So, the question is, should we be makbid to tell people not to stand, or should they stand the entire time? Or how are the people that stand dafka for the Aseres HaDibros? Are they doing something really wrong? Because after all, if they're standing dafka for the Aseres HaDibros, well, so listen to this. This is a very nice shot. Kosev, he writes like this. Rav Moshe says, Kivan shenagu lamud. Since we have the custom to stand, gam b'shiras hayom b'parshas b'shalach, b'shvi shel Pesach, we don't just stand by the Aseres HaDibros, we stand by shiras hayom, right? By Oz Yashu. I guess we also stand by the concluding pasuk by each sefer, right? Roim, so once we're already standing up for something else, which is not the Aseres HaDibros, says Rav Moshe, Royim she'ik oyd dvarim she'omdim af shalosh shaychim sham divrei haminim. Even though at that point the minim are going to say, oh, it must be the shiras hayom was only thing that God gave us. Yavinu, once we're already standing up for other things, it's not right. Shegam ma she'omdim aseres hadibros hu mitam acher. Must be we're standing for some other reason. The inchshash terumos haminim, which is unbelievable. That's brought down in Igros Moshe. That nowadays it's not such a big issue. Since the only issue is that you only stand for that. We're noyeg. The whole velt is noyeg to stand for other things. We stand up for other things, not a problem. So, okay.
So we're in the clear.
We're in the clear. Yes. So whichever way you want to slice it, there's a hefter for everything. Always a hefter. Okay. Let's continue the next piece of Mark. Shabbos, or to the two dots. Shabbos, Moisifin, Bracha Achas, L'mishmar hayoyitz. So we said that there's this whole difference, the whole Seder in the Avoda, what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to behave. So on Shabbos, they would add an extra bracha. A bracha achas. My bracha achas. So what is this bracha? What do we say extra as part of the service on Shabbos? What's the bracha? So Amar Chalbo. Rav Chalbo says like this, Mishmar hayotze omer l'mishmar hanechnas, the different mishmaros, which were divided, so everyone had a fair share. So the mishmar of the week that was leaving, they would give a bracha to the mishmar that was about to go on duty. They were punching in, they were punching out, they were punching in. What would they say? They would say the following. Mish shichenes shemo b'bayis zeh, the one, Hashem, who dwells and places his name in this house, who yashkin b'neichem, should also dwell among you, this new mishmar, ava, the achva, v'shalom v'reyus, love, brotherhood, peace, and friendship. And Tosfos asks the question, which doesn't give an answer, Tosfos asks the question, so that's the bracha. So Tosfos, the second Tosfos, it's a short one, I don't know why, the Tamek Sas, he says a little bit of a question, that's a bracha? Ha'v'leisba, lo shame, lo malchus. It doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, lo kenu melech olam. There's no, it's not even Baruch Atah Hashem. There's no, why is that a bracha? There's no bracha. So maybe a bracha, maybe the reason why he says it's a ksas kasha, a bracha doesn't necessarily mean a bracha. So you're giving a blessing, a nice, kind.
Yaakov blessed the aparo, he didn't make a bracha.
He didn't say bracha, right. That's why he says it's a tame ksas, a tiny little question. So he says, he doesn't even entertain an answer because there's probably some different ways to approach it, like you said. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Ava, Achva, Shalom. What? Oh, so there's obviously a kasha. What does this have to do with Sheva Brachos? Sheva Brachos Torah. So because you're not coming on Thursday night, you're not coming Thursday night. It's interesting. Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sofer says, I'm going to go out of order here. The Chassam Sofer says, if you look at, we talk about the Aseres HaDibros, you can find Tari Mitzvos. That's what the Marshal saw. Says the Chassam Sofer, if you study the first word of the Torah, you can find all the Tari Mitzvos. And someone asked the Kash, he said, well, what do you mean? I forgot who it was. How about Pidyon HaBen? Right? How do you see Pidyon HaBen? So he says, just thought of this. So where is Pinyin HaBen? So he said, it's Rashi Tevos, Bereishis. Ben Rishon, Achar Shloshim Yom, Tiftet. Your first child, right, after 30 days, redeem. I can't remember who it was. So the Chassam Sofer says that if you look at Bereishis, you also find this element of Ava Achva Shomereis. Why? He says, Bereishis, so the spelling the letters, you have the letter Aleph. Aleph is Ava, and also Aleph is Achva. Love, brotherhood. And then the next is Shalom, which is the Shin. And then Reus, friendship. That's the Reish. Those four aspects of brotherhood, loving, kindness, caring for one another, it's found in Bereishis. In the Aleph, Ava, Achva, Shalom is the Shin and Reus. What's left in the word Bereishis? What three letters are left? The Beis, a Yud, and a Saf. Bias. So and over here, what is this? What is the whole bracha? The bracha is Mishashichin es Shemo b'Bayis Hazeh. That in this house, the Beis HaMikdash, you should have Achva Shalom Bereishis. So I didn't see it. I heard it from someone. But it's interesting that can actually apply to the following vort. It says in the Kovitz Kerem Shlomo, wherever that is, he says, why is this bracha said dafkan Shabbos? Why is this the bracha of Ava Achva Shalom Bereishis? This bracha, why are we saying it dafkan Shabbos? So he says, it makes sense. Because if you look at all, there's Lamentes Melachos. You don't have to do 39 things on Shabbos. But the Torah doesn't talk about all 39. It only talks about one. What is the one it mentions? kindling a flame. Losivaru eish b'chol moshvisechem b'yom haShabbos. You're not allowed to kindle a fire in your dwelling home, dwelling places on Shabbos. Losivaru eish. So says the Karibitz Karim Shlomo, what does it mean? It could be alluding to the following idea. Sho yitziyaso eish hamachlokas b'yom haShabbos. That lo sevaru, do not kindle an eish, a fire, a flame. Which means there shouldn't be a burning machlokas, eish, which is anger and hatred, which burns within inside you, kindles inside of you. Don't allow that on Shabbos. She'oz nirben heimam malacha. V'chein hoyen nitzrach brachem yuchedes al ava v'ach v'shom v'reyos v'yom Shabbos kodesh. She says, on Shabbos, you should distance yourself from the eish. Distance yourself from it. Rather, have ava ach v'shom v'reyos. But when it comes to also a Sheva Bracha says also you can apply this for the Chassam Sofer. Because when it says, Avon Achla Shem Reyes with Bereshis, the beginning of a relationship is those aspects in your bias. To be able to build a bias, you need to have these aspects. And Lo Sevaru Eish, you're not allowed to kindle a flame. You're not allowed to have this Eish Biyom Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're supposed is the element of shalom bias. Shalom bias, the opposite of shalom bias, is this ish. In fact, the Gemara says that the difference between an ish and an ish, the spelling, the ish has the letter yud, and the woman has the hey. So if you're able to include God and spirituality on Shabbos, and bring spirituality into your family, then you'll have this great connection of Hashem. Lo sevaru eish v'chol moshvoisechem yom haShabbos. But if, unfortunately, when you celebrate the Shabbos, it's without God, you're not celebrating the Shabbos, you're bringing in the eish. Lo sevaru eish. Do not bring in that eish. Okay. Thank you. Yep. Well, I'm not serving any food. That's food for thought. We look at the Marsha. Over here, so that was, we discussed a little bit of the Some of the other Mefarshim. Look at the Marsha. The Marsha asks the question, why does one Kohen have to give this bracha to another Kohen? And then afterwards we'll see the Ben Yoyada that gives a similar explanation. So we look, it's also on Dalet, but it's on the left side, the very top line. Right? It says, also kind of small font over here, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So this is the bracha, ava, b'chul, etc. Esher, why? Shezu ha-bracha niskina, this bracha was instituted kodim sheniskin ha-pius b'mikdash. The anshe mishmar, shehoi boin l'dei katata mariva, l'dei sakana, because there was no ways in which they were able to understand how to divide the different service in the mikdash, they didn't actually calculated how to divide it up, so some people might get upset, and some people in the Mishmar might feel that some people are hogging and taking too much of the responsibility, and too much of the food, or whatever, which could cause lide katata of a riva, could cause fights and quarrels, lide sakana. And therefore, we tell them, make sure above all things, if you want Hashem to be Shaychin in the Beis HaMikdash, you need to have Ava Ach V'Shom Reyes. You have to love and care for one another, even though you may see that you might not get necessarily the same amount as your friend. Ben Yoyada on this says, similarly, V'hatam Shehim Mivarchin B'inyin Achtos V'Ava V'Sholom. Why do we say this? Mipnei Shakohanim Kasnim. When it comes to a Kohen, they are known, they're prone to get very angry. When a person is angry, they may lash out on someone and can cause hatred and quarreling. That's the reason why they say this bracha, which is in fact also the reason why when it comes to getin, there's a get pashut and a get makusha. A simple get and the get which is tied is for the Kohanim. The Kohanim who would get angry, they would have to fold it, and every fold, there would be a signature, another fold, and they would tie it. It would take tremendous time, because Cohen would get angry. I want to divorce my wife. I'm sick of it. That's it. She burnt my soup too many times. And therefore, because of this, we give him this extra get. Of course, the other issue is that if he has karata after she's divorced, too late. He can't marry a gerusha. It's a kayin. So therefore, because of this, that they're prone to be more emotional. Therefore, because of this, we have to counter it with the bracha of Abba Achva Shalom Bereus. Okay, let's continue the next piece of Gemara. All right, how are we doing so far?
Okay, just that, you know, about the Shema, they didn't want to say it in Nagel and Surah. I'm surprised. They were worried in Surah Nagel about Minim. Hmm. I mean, I thought they'd make an exception for the Surah from Badis and Nagel.
Right.
But they didn't.
Right. Which probably means that even though it wasn't an issue, it was a gezera, and they couldn't change it. You know, that's what it was, even if the reason necessarily didn't apply anymore. Because I guess nowadays also, would we have such an issue? How have I someone would have such an issue? You know, someone would actually complain that, you know, that means they're coming to shul, right? They're coming to davening and they're listening and they're having a taina. Okay, good. Come to the shul. You know, so how have I we should have such problem? All right, Malkum Sha'amul Har. So this is going back on the Mishnah, which said that whenever we're laharich, you know, let's see this Mishnah. What does it say? It's on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So, this Mishnah began talking about the brachos that we say before and after Kriya Shema. And then the next part of the Mishnah said, where are we? Achas Aruch Achas Katsar. Then it says, Makam Shem L'Harach, the place where we have a lengthier bracha, where it's longer, and Rosh Hashanah L'Katsar. You can't make it smaller. L'Katsar and Rosh Hashanah L'Harach, when it's short, you can't make it lengthy. Lachtam in Rishai Shalom Lachtam, if it ends off with a bracha, you can't remove it. You can't mess around with the bracha. And if it's Shalom Lachtam in Rishai Lachtam, you can't change. You can't make amendments. You have to keep exactly the way the bracha is. You cannot change any of the brachos. Birchas Kriyashma, when it comes to all brachos, certainly. Which is a big issue, of course, when you look at some of the Sidurim. In other movements other than the Orthodox movement, they change the Shemone Esrei, they add this.
Change the Mabeah,
right, which is a major problem, because you have absolutely no right to do that, which is what the Gemara is saying. Even if you think, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Sarah, and they instead of B'chai Metin, they say B'chai Yaakov, God, you know, they want to say that. Instead of Shul Sani Isha, right? Shul Sani Oved, they put in the positive. You can't do that. You can't do it. Even if you think it's a nice thing to do, you can't do it. You can't change. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Malkum Shemul Harech, on your days of Manal, Pshita! The following case is simple. Alright, we're now going to be talking a lot about beer and wine. All your alcoholic beverages will be discussed in this next piece of Gemara. We're not going to finish it, at least we'll get through a little bit. Pshita, the following case is simple. Hecha de kanukit kisa de chamra. A person is holding a cup of wine. Now, a cup of wine, of course, very pure guffin is the proper bracha. Biyad, it's in your hands. The ksavar, and some actually are medayik, that when you say a bracha, you actually are supposed to be holding the object. Some people actually, when it comes to water fountain, some people actually have the water running before you say the bracha, even though the question is that you're not really drinking that water that's running there. Viksavar the shichra, so you're holding a cup of wine, and in your mind you think it's beer. For some reason you thought you grabbed a Budweiser or whatever. So poo. Upasach mevaracha daita the shichra. So you said baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and your das was, it's beer, and I'm probably going to finish off with Shakot. However, you took a glance, or you remembered after you said Melech Olam, Vesim B'dechav, and you concluded correctly with the bracha for the...
Sure.
Right. So Yatsa. In that case, you Yatsa. Why? Inami im Amr Shakol Niyeh B'dvaro Yatsa. Because if you would have continued and still said a Shakol on that cup of wine, you're still okay. It's not the greatest way to say a bracha on wine. That's not, because we're going to learn much later, in the beginning of the sixth parak of this Sefer, Al Kulam im Omer Shakol Yem Nevar Yotze. You can always be Yotze if you say Shakol, which the Gemara over there says maybe not on bread, maybe not on wine, but at least according to this. So that's not a problem. El Hecha, so that's, how about the other way around? Hecha the Kanaket, Kis the Shich, you're holding Biyade in your hands a cup of beer. The Ksavar the Chamer, you thought it was a cup of wine. You said the bracha, bracha tashem kenem echolam, thinking that you're holding a cup of wine. Now, if you would conclude brei priya gafen, you're not yaitz, you can't drink that beer. You're not beer. It's not gafen. It's not great, right? Same with the shichur. But you ended up stopping yourself and saying the correct bracha because it was beer. Shakol, my, what's the din? Now, this is actually, it's we're going to see what the two stadim. Basar ikar bracha zelina. Do we go after the main part of the bracha, which is the shame and malchus, Hashem, Elokeinu? And since you had in mind something else, you're not yaitzeh, oh, basar chasima zelina. Or do you go after the end? Well, Maisa, at the end, you said it correctly, so you're yaitzeh. Now, the sad part about this Gemara, to me, when I hear this bracha, this Gemara, which bothers me, is the whole shaila is when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam and you had a different kavana, you had this das. What? And more than that, like for myself, halavai, I should have the incorrect kavana for a bracha. You know, like it's like to have kavana at all. You know, like to even have any kavana is amazing. Would be a nice start. A person says a bracha in warp speed. There's no kavana at all. So over here, you definitely have the kavana by Hashem Elokeinu, but it's not only that, you're supposed to have the kavana of what you're finishing, b'shas Hashem Elokeinu, which is unbelievable. That's the metzias. That's how you're supposed to be saying a bracha, with absolute kavana. Which is a very sad commentary on our everyday, at least for myself. So that's the kasha. Are you yotze? Did you fulfill the brach? Are you yotze? So obviously, before you see the maskana, I guess the kasha is, do you say that bracha again? Do you have to say it again? Right? Now you said the bracha correctly, but in your mind, you had a different thought process. Now, again, as dafka, you're holding a cup of beer, you thought it was wine, you said Hashem Akenu, thinking it was wine, then you said shakol. Said anyone else in the world heard you say the right bracha. But you didn't. You didn't say it correctly. Tashma, come in here. So what does this have anything to do with what we're talking about? We're talking about Birchas Kriyashma. Also, we're talking about wine and beer. So the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya from our case of Birchas Kriyashma. Because you can still say make the same mistake when you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, not by eating, but by Birchas Kriyashma. For example, Shachris. It is the morning right now. It's Shachris. Then Pasach biyotzer or, and you began in your mind thinking that you were saying the bracha on yotzer or. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem yotzer hamoros, let's say, right? So you said Baruch Atah Hashem, thinking correctly, yotzer, I'm going to be saying yotzer or, which is correct. But v'siyim b'mariv haravim, you concluded incorrectly, lo yotzer. Because after all, you said the wrong words. Pasach b'mari maravim. What if you began thinking, and it's in the morning, I'm about to say Baruch Hashem, and I'm going to be concluding mari maravim, which is wrong, but you didn't say mari maravim, but seeing b'yotzer or yotzer. So as long as you concluded correctly, you yotzer. So I mean, that alone should be a raya, as we just saw. We go after the end, right? What is the lashon of the Gemara? Baser chasim azlina, right? But then we continue with this brisa, and instead we say like this. Forget about where that was the morning. Arvis is the same thing. Pasach b'mariv aravim. So you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and you correctly thought you were about to say you were saying going to be saying mariv aravim. For some reason, it slipped and out of your mouth came v'sim b'yotzer or l'yotzer. You said the wrong word. Pasach b'yotzer or, incorrectly, it's night, and you're thinking Yotzer, or when you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, I'm going to conclude Yotzer Hamoros, whatever. Same, but you corrected yourself. B'mariv or ravim Yotzer. So we see, what is the klalo shaldavar? What's the general rule of this matter? I call holich achar hafos. We go after the end, right? Basa chasim. So that's, apparently, it's a raya that the same thing. You had the wrong kavanah by Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu, good enough. Where it says, Labdavka raya. Shani hosom, it's different over there. Why is it different? What's the difference? Tikomer Baruch Yotzer Hamoros. Because you said Baruch Yotzer Hamoros. Which means what? We look at Rashi. So I thought I understood this a few minutes ago, but I'm not sure if I do. So let's look at this Rashi. Shani Hasan Bechulu. Okay? So Rashi says, Kolomid has to say, Dilma Psicha Enu Klum. Maybe the beginning was nothing. It was really wrong, nothing. Vahadik Tani Yotza, the only reason why we said your Yotze when it came to Birchas Kriyashma, because you're continuing and you're concluding with Yotzer Hamoros. That because of that chasima, you're Yotze. El Shakol she'en chosim ba bebaruch. You do not end off with another bracha. Upsi chasa adayta de barei preha gafen hu. Ema the lo yatsa, maybe not yatsa. So basically it says like this. When it comes to a bracha, food, all there is a short little bracha. So if you said bracha to Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wrong, incorrect thoughts, maybe you're not yotze over there. But over here by Berachas Kriyashma, it's different because you had this whole paragraph, and you said it correctly. Bracha to Hashem, the last part you said it wrong. But we see that through the whole bracha you were saying everything correct. Okay. So maybe that's the difference. So it's not just a short little bracha. We conclude with it. The Gemara said, as the kasha, we'll see the kasha, we'll see the teretz, we'll stop. We'll get more into it next week. Anichlo rav, you ever call bracha, she'ein bom haskaras Hashem in a bracha shachar. If we want to hold like rav, that says that any bracha which does not have Hashem's name is not a bracha, which I guess goes back to Tosas' kasha we had before, that's good. Because by the bracha of Yotzer Hamoros, there is Haskaras Hashem. We do say Baruch Hashem. So that's a bracha, and therefore, it's considered like a completely separate inyan. El Rav Yochanan, the Amr Kol Baruch Hashem, Bo Malchus, and a bracha Mayim Gomeim. According to Rav Yochanan, it says, you need to say El Kenu, otherwise it's not a bracha. So what are you going to say? According to this, there's no difference, because Baruch Hashem is not really a bracha anyway, so you're not really adding anything. So therefore, he feels, according to the opinion of Rav Yochanan, it's still similar to making a bracha on wine and beer. So we'll just conclude with this answer. Kivan, there's still a difference between Birchas Kriyashma and a bracha on a cup of wine and beer. Kivan, the Omer Rabba Bar Ula, because we saw before, Kidei Lahaskim, it is Yom Balayla, Uminis Laila Bi Yom. Ki ka'omar bracha malchus, mikara atervayu ka'omar. It's different. So when it came to the bracha on the beer and the wine, that's it. You're only saying it on wine or on beer. They're mutually exclusive, basically. When it comes to the bracha of Yotzer Hamoros, the brachas we say in the morning, brachas we say in the night, we include attributes of night during the day. And therefore, the fact that you had a kavana, an incorrect kavana, it's the morning and you're thinking about this concluded Ma'ariv or Ravim, it's not really ma'akim because you're supposed to have those kavanas during that time. Right. So therefore, when it came to that, that's why maybe where you said you yikes. When it came to you holding the cup of beer and you said in your mind, this is a cup of wine, when you said, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to milk along.
Completely off.
Maybe it's completely different. Stop here.